enough. Exactly. I'll just make an introductory preamble comment, which I've probably more than alluded to a number of times, but what aroused my pique was a statement that was told to me by a member of Beis Tfilah Yonah Avraham, this very venerable shul. This gentleman told me, I've a number of times spoken about the importance of having a Rebbe, Aseh Lecha Rav. Well, I understood that Rav Mordechai Zatzal was also very into that. I think he was responsible for the fulfillment of that statement to the ultimate, the family was 19. No haraya, people fly me with questions, that clearly doesn't come from me, it comes from somebody else, which is a good thing. So someone tells me in the shul that he went to a yeshiva, I don't want to mention the name of the yeshiva, for a number of years. He thinks he gained nothing from his rabbi. I almost fainted on the spot. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, after hearing shurim, and he went to a very prominent yeshiva, and a very prominent Rosh Yeshiva, Adam Godel, as far as I know, I don't know him personally so well. I said, how can you make a statement like that? Absolutely unconscionable. It's a statement that clearly indicates that the chesaron has to be somewhere. Of course, he didn't want to say the chesaron's in the Rebbe. That's for sure. So the chesaron has to be in the Talmidim. That either we did not sufficiently be mishamish the Rebbe, or did acquire the derech the Rebbe was trying to give over. I came out every Rav, every Rosh Shiva, every Rebbe, every Magichir has some sort of a derech they're trying to give over. And I told him that the reason why you should go to shiurim, especially shiurim that focus on texts, which is what I try to do, but that's all I learned from my Rebbe. I was not zeichet to hear any pilpul shiur. No Rebbe I've ever had said a pilpul shiur. So you'll probably tell me that it was my chisaron. I'm not specifying names now. I'll be polite. But you'll tell me it was my chisaron. On the contrary, pum fakir. Those who heard pilpul shiur don't know how to learn. That's what I discovered in my life in the last 40 years. Those who know how to learn are those who know how to read the text properly, carefully, didactically, with great precision. And those are the people who are able to kevitz yad al yad yarbe, little by little they acquire knowledge. What they learn, they are able to integrate because they more or less defined it, and they more or less have been able to literally process it to the point where they gather a lot of information. And the Gemara says, first you have to acquire a lot of information, but the information has to be quantified. It has to be, in effect, also articulated and absorbed properly. Oh, I didn't make enough copies. I apologize. I did call you back twice. I'm not back to Shlita. I called you back twice, in the morning and at night. What happened was last evening when you called me, I was preoccupied with somebody else. I just couldn't answer. I apologize. So I thought I was going to call you back at 1 a.m. I said to myself, even though I have the other girsa, whatever the case is. So I think there's value to learning from a Rebbe. Lefiyani was 19. The Rebbe in my head, whether it's Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, whether it's Rav Yisrael Malbert Zatzal, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, Rav Tzidok Teratapsky Zatzal, taught me how to read a text. And that's basically what I try to do. And I think that is the ultimate. One wants to become a serious Talmud Chacham, that's the way you become a Talmud Chacham. Not with Pilpulim. Pilpulim are very nice, but usually it's for Iluyim. People who are geniuses. So I'm a simple fellow, as Ezrachman Ashura. So I cannot possibly utilize that kind of methodology. So I'm just, this was an introduction. So now you came in time, you missed the introduction, which you don't require. Okay, so now I'm going to show you, again, as I've done many times, and I'll continue, hopefully, as Hashem is brought to do, what I'm talking about. On page number one, of this handout in Parshas Balak, Perek Chavdalah, Pasuk Yud. Did I put the program here? Yes, lower left-hand corner, we know there are, the dialogue between Balak and Bilam is really divided into four segments. I'm not going to discuss that right now. But on the bottom, lower left-hand corner, page one, Bilam realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only interested in the bracha, and now we have, again, his mashal, Num Shomrei Im Rekel, Hashem Achazei Shakai Yechazei Nofel Guya Noyim, and the famous pasuk Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanasech Yisrael. And this is a really absolutely beautiful and majestic description of Klal Yisrael. Kine Chalim Nitoyu Ki Ganos Alei Nahor Ka Alim Ata Hashem Ka Razim Alei Moyim Yizal Mayim Yidol Yov Vizarob Mayim Rabim And it continues on page number 2. Kel Motsiyom Mitzrayim, the bottom line. Yochal Goyim Tzora, V'yat Hosein, V'goyim Chitzad Yimchaz, Karash Achav Ka'ari, V'chlavi B'yikimenu, V'baruchecha Baruch, V'baruchecha Arur. So clearly, what Bilam is doing is the very opposite, the antithesis of what Balak wants him to do. Derech Agav, someone this morning asked me a kasha just to show you what I'm talking about, what I'm speaking about reading texts. So there's a famous Rashi in this week's Pasha. My father Hashem was bothered by this kasha. He was bothered by every single kasha imaginable. Rashi here comments on Heinam Kolabi Akum Chariyus Nasa. It's in Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav Dalid. Says Rashi, when they get up in the morning, and it's Gabim Kolabi Kari Lachtov Samitzis. Then Rashi gives examples. Lilbosh Talis Lilbosh Shvav Aliyat Tefillin. So someone asked me this morning, what's the nature of this say that my father Hashem asked me the kasha 50 years ago? Rashi speaks of Lilbosh Talis Lilbosh Shvav Aliyat Tefillin. So my father answered the kasha in a very balabatish fashion. Never learned any yeshiva. Then his life, no pilpul shiurim. Rashi says, lachtov is a mitzvah. What's made lachtov? You grab. And when you grab, there's no seder. I thought that Torah's words in Jesus. I told him to, I'm going to this mountain, Zatzal. He asked me, which grain did I hear it from? I told him I heard it from my father, Zatzal. I wanted to provide another answer to that kasha, the same kasha I told to my father maybe 50 years ago. Lachtov is a mitzvah. They're going in ascending order. Lilbosh Talis. Talis certainly is no more than a Tashmisha Mitzvah. Mikvah Shema Redi Zemadrego Kavals Mach Shemaim. Anachas Tfilin is certainly, we're talking about the highest level. Shekach Godel, thank you very, very much. Now, if I'm allowed to use someone of your caliber, in Shamshim Tamei Chachomim, and Shamshim Bin Madanim, scientists, mathematicians, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So I added something else while you were at it in order to, again, get, I wanted to get to the issue, so you should be there. Why should you do that? Because you did a favor. You did a chesed. So I give you another example. That's an example, a simple example. Akashi can be asked on Rashi, but any individual who just thinks for a bit and reads the text. My father had countless examples, umpteen examples, not hundreds, thousands of examples like that in the text of Chumash, Tanakh, and then Gemara that he learned. Okay, I'm back here. So the question that we're about to ask is the following question. At the bottom of the lower left-hand corner of page number 1, where Bilam continues on his very way, essentially to offer bracha to call yourself. And now on page number 2, top of the page. Vayichav, Balak Yil Bilam, Vayispov Niskapov. So Balak is absolutely exasperated. Vayomer Balak Yil Bilam. Lokoy Vaykrasif. Aminei Bracha Roev, Zeh Shalosh Pamim. And, of course, he tells him, Yatov, Bracha Lecha Mekomecha, go home. I told you I would honor you, and clearly, Menach Hashem recovered. By Yom Bilam and Balak, so he says rightfully. Although Gamal Malachecha, from the very outset, what did I tell you? Immediately, Balak, this was his outset, the very outset, the very initial comment of Bilam to Balak. Immediately, Balak, Melo Beisok has a bazaar. You can literally ply me with gold and silver. Lo Uchalav Rosh Pi Hashem Lo Koy Lasus Tov Rav Libi. Hashem Daber Hashem Osa Daber. So. The response is fairly evident. What was exactly the exasperation of Balak? There's a famous kasha. Namely, why does Balak become angry at Bilam? What's his charo enough? At the very beginning, in Perech of Beis already, well, again, page 1, you can see it actually. Perech of Beis, Pasuk Lamed Ches. It's in the upper left hand section. I underlined it. Statement is very clear from the very outset. So one had his name is Bola getting all exasperated about. We don't understand. It's a simple pshat. It's okay. They say the kasha over the name of the Vesalevi. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, the name of his great grandfather, Vesalevi. But my father has the kasha. You don't need the Vesalevi to ask the kasha. It's an obvious question. Why is he getting excited? Why is he getting upset? And what's the whole discussion? What's the whole dialogue between Balak and Bilam? The whole dialogue doesn't make any sense. Kasha number 2, my father also asked this kasha. Later on, I found it in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah. So let's used to say in Yiddish that Eva Mensch Shrek Agute Kasha, Zolehel, he's going to find other Chaverim. Yes, a bad kasha, you won't find taverim. Yes, a good kasha, you'll find taverim. So the Chafetz Chaim asks the second kasha. Rashi quotes a famous Rashi also. It's found right over here, upper left hand corner, page number 2. By Yikra al Moshe, we know the Aleph Zira. I'm not dashing on that right now. By Davar Hashem Elo, Me'el Moy Lemor. So Rashi comments over here that Lashon Chiba. This is by Yikra, Lashon Chiba, a Lashon used by Malchi Asheris. But Nevi'e Umas Olam, this of course is classic Bilam. Nigla Lem of the Shon Arai Bituma, Shenema, by Yikra Elokim of Bilam, throughout the Pasha. Once he's the Lashon Tuma, by Yikar. And of course, we're going to discuss the contrast in Bilam and Moshe Abeinu. Next Rashi. By Yikra and Moshe, Akol Holech and Magia Lazna, Bechol Yisrael Lashomim, Yochal Afla Hafsokol Seisa Kriya. What about the intermission? Tamaloma by Dabri, the Diva Heisa Kriya, Bilal Hafsokos. Umar Yu Hafsokos Mishamshos, very famous Medrash. Sometimes you need time to reflect, time for a little thinking. So between one parasha and the next, you have to have some sort of separation. Rashi quotes from the Tzadkanim. So the question that my father asked, if that's the case, why is it in the entire parasha of Balak, you will find there's not one hafsaka, neither a psucha nor a stuma. It is one long run-on sentence, one long continuum. Why should that be? It's against the Rashi. In the beginning of Ayikra, my father said, the whole Pasha, there's a need for a Rebbech, there's money in the Pasha, the Pasha. So these two Kashas have been on my mind for many decades, and there are many more questions, but let's focus on these two. And the third Kasha, which is very famous, which we're going to use to establish a Yisod, which is not my Yisod, I heard it from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik any number of times, and it's found actually Kimad any briskest safer imaginable. You know, today it's very popular that what people do is that Briskelov said Torah, Rav Chaim said Torah, so now they make diukim on the Rav Chaim, diukim in the Briskelov, and then the next generation makes diukim of diukim of diukim in the Briskelov Rav Chaim. That's basically what the generation is all about. So I'm not saying it's bad. It has many, many pluses to it. Also has many minuses. But anyway, so the Gemara has in Basra Daf Yudal, the Gemara discusses that in the first parak, who wrote what? And the Gemara has a famous comment which is cryptic beyond cryptic. Moshe Kasa Sifra Uparshas Bilam Be'iyo. Moshe wrote his Sefer. Of course, the Sefer is Taras Moshe, Chamesh Chum Shetera, and Iyov, and Parshas Bilam. What in heaven's name is Parshas Bilam? Is that not part of Chumash? Of course it is. So the Ritva, right away, asked this kasha. I think the Shlach Kodesh also, I'm saying it, I didn't see the slide, also asked this question, that it's like Kol HaTorah Kula. Mashach Lomar, the Bilam somehow is a separate Parsha. Parsha's Bilam, Moshe Kosa, Parsha's Bilam, if that's my. And we know that the Rambam writes that the Dusha of every single Pasuk in Chumash is exactly the same. And we know that the Mishnah writes in Chelek, that if you're Mavaza or Isachas, even one letter of the Torah, you call it Apikuris, it's a Gemara Mefureshet. And the Rambam writes that the Kedusha of Aser Sadir is the same as the Pilakshim of Esau. There's no distinction whatsoever. So, what is going on over here? So, look at Rashi. Rashi has a comment. Upashis Bilam Nibuaso, Umishalom, Apa Vishain and Sorche Mesha, Viterasa Vesede Masa. What does Rashi want? Translated, Rashi says that we're talking about the Parsha Bilam, the Nebuah, the Mishalim that Bilam used, even though it really is not connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, or to his Torah, or to his handiwork. What does that mean? So that's question number 3. Question number 4, another famous Kasha, the Sifrei writes at the end of the Zon Sabroch, that's the item below Rashi. Lokom Nabi Bisoka Moshe. It's a dig in the passing at the end of Chumash. That Moshe Rabbeinu, in terms of his nebuah was sweet, generous, was unique, was distinctive, but that's only in Kol Yisrael. But Bumas Adam came from, we do have, Rashi actually quotes in this week's Pasha, Rashi has a famous comment, where Rashi comments that Bumas Adam might have come with a taina against the Ribbono Shel Olam, that had you given us Nevi'im, had we been given Nevi'im, we'd also have the ability to hopefully do tshuva and become better people. But we didn't have that opportunity. So Hashem said, okay, I'll give you a Navi, namely Bilam. So now, this will, the yeshivish expression, this will bavorn any time on their part. That's the Yiddish word. But the correct word is this will essentially deflect, or this will somehow more or less totally upend that time. Even though we have a principle, Shari Tainus Lalinalu, there's no such Gemara. I made it up years ago. Because people come with Tainus called Elu Ka'alayla. There's no end to the Tainus that people have. And every single thing that a person does, there are Tainus. So Shari Tainus Lalinalu, the door will never be closed to Shari Tainus. But also, in order they shouldn't have a Tainus against Hashem is Barach, Moshe Rabbeinu. So they were also given a Novi. Now, offhand, one can ask an obvious question, which is fairly evident to all of us. The Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu was way beyond the Nebuah Bilam. Any Tinoch Shebeis Rabbim recognizes that. There's a Sifrei Zuta that's quoted directly below. I see it next to the Shut Maril Diskin. Sholosh Midos Hoyabo Biad Moshe, Mashal Hoyab Biad Bilam. Moshe Yemedaber Imam Eime. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely and totally, when he said the Nebuah, he was completely alert. In Bilam was in a posture where he was falling. No filigree Moshe pel peh adavibo. Bilam dum shemayim rekel. Shleim adavibo upon him upon him. Moshe adavibo upon him upon him. And on and on and on. A very famous number of distinctions. There's a long sifrei that draws upon many many distinctions. Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's clear that lichora, that the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is way beyond the Nebuah of Bilam HaRasha. So what does the Chazal mean when they make this statement? They'll come with Bisa, Novi Kim Moshe, Bisa, come, but Moshe can't come. It's not correct. It's not true. So what exactly does that mean? What does it mean? Come, Kim Moshe, B'Nebuah. And Rashi himself, in Vayikra, we just read it a moment ago, on page number 2, on the left-hand corner, Rashi said that the Nebuah of Bilam was Mitzara Tumah. Rashi said, Vayikra, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Tuma, and Moshe Rabbeinu includes Misnabi Misarak Dusha. So there's the Briskers, somehow they have this uncanny ability. I discovered this with our celebrations, that's all umpteen times. That somehow, whenever they have a Yisod, that's by the way what the Briskers are usually accused of, is that first they come up with the Yisod, and then they go ahead and try to find proof for it all over the place. Yesh, Dvarim Bego, there's some truth to that. It's not completely without foundation. That's not the way one should approach a text, as I mentioned earlier. What one should do is, of course, is that one should examine the text, come to a maskana, and then hopefully bring rayas. The maskana you came from the text. I remember once in Shia, so let's just say a massive finish. And so they asked him, what's the mocha for this finish? I said, I have a Kabbalah maser for Rav Chaim. So right away, the next question was, how did Rav Chaim know? So Rasolovich said, Rav Chaim knew. And again, third time, fourth time, four different people asked the kasha. Finally, Rav Soloveitchik got exasperated. He said, you have a flat head. And Rav Chaim had a good head. That's how we came to the Maskana Kingdom. Without bringing your eyes here, there, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, Rai is just, Rav Chaim had a good head. Okay, so it doesn't help the people who don't have such flach cups like me, don't have such sharp heads. Because of, if you think straight, so that you can come to maskonot. But often there's a need for a raya, often there's a need for proofs from gemaras, what have you. There's a famous truth of the Maril Diskin. I'm sure that Diskin was a Roman brisk. That's why they consider it to be a brisker. The briskers have their gedolei Yisrael that they're fond of. And if they somehow were a bottom in brisk, or family-wise, consanguinity-wise, connected to brisk, obviously they're in. If they're not part of that, what's going to be done? That's how they operate. So the Maril Diskin says something here, which is quoted by every single, since the days of Maril Diskin, he lived in the 1800s. Since his days, they've been quoting this Maril Diskin straight for the last 100 years. So I'll just read part of it. The Nebuah, of course, is in upper spheres. But the idea of the Nebuah is that you come down to this earth, so take on. Through a Navi, correct? A Navi is a human being. Actually, I have Pitaron inside. Asogas, a Navi, Amayimozun, Ba'ilim, Hashokho. Each Navi, through their understanding, through their interpretation, is able to take that devuah and present and articulate it. But somehow, each Navi, we know that ancient Navim is the signal of Echad, each one has their own style. There's a big discussion among the Rishonim whether two Navim who see the same Navuah, often the signal of each Navi is different than the other. And it could even be the way each one interpreted it is different than the other, depending on it's a function of the level of their Navuah. Because the Madregas and the Ruach. So the Rambam writes some of the Ruach and the Mishnah Torah, and many of you shown about like that. The Abu Bikain, I raise the Degel, the Mavi is Chuchis. So it gives you a Rosh. It's like looking into a glass, into a mirror. Ima Chuchis, what you're all got done, so if it's colored glass, red, blue, turquoise, whatever. So then obviously that which emerges is going to have a coloration to it. Afshiru, as Rambam Lishino, even though nothing changed. Ina Inyam and Abi, Koshin Afshir Zako Behira. The more, the greater the clarity of the Nebuah, or the greater the clarity, the Madrega of the Navi, Roe HaPitaon Tzachem Etzuch Tzach. He sees it with greater clarity. Zer Shem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenaf Shoyes, the Beis Mamayla, the Mestaka Baspaklai Mehira. The vision of Moshe Rabbeinu was completely, with total clarity, without any coloration. Yabu Likei Chalila, Yam Shem Nebiyam, Mestadu Shevet HaSashom. That other Nebiyam were, God forbid, false. Zmaid Yamin Chaloi Bechem Meshishim in Nebuah, the Gemara Diyan Ebrachas. Every Navi has some coloration, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu. His Navuah is, as I mentioned earlier, distinctive, sweet, generous. Rav Shimon over here. Just recently, no? Today, even better. So the Daf Yomi today, that Urim V'Tumim, that cannot be undone. However, the Urim V'Tumim works, but it's the Tzira for Beis Yis, or Beis Yis and Mislavnes, Gemara discusses it. But a Navi, that which a Navi is Menavi, can be undone. Let's say Kaliso does Tshuva, so a Nevuah of the Ra can be undone. A Nevuah of the Tumim cannot be undone. That's the whole discussion of Sugyan Brachis, and the Rambam talks about it, the Pirsha Mishnayis. So the Urim Batumim are Mitamim Divrayim, as the Gemara says, Meirin, I believe the Gemara says. Mitamim Divrayim, and that cannot become Batal. And the whole Torah is called, actually, we know Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was named as Moshe Rabbeinu. And even though there's no question, there were other Nevuahs that were given to other Nevi'im, Abraham, Noach, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and the definition means someone who communicates with Hashem. So Noach had communication with Hashem, the others had communication with Hashem, they're considered to be the Nevi'im. But Moshe Rabbeinu clearly is in the category of himself. That's the matter of this divides it's Aspaklai and the Ira. So all the Nevi'im, essentially, their glass, their mirror was somewhat colored. And depending on the level of the Navi, the greater the Navi, the less the coloration. The lower the level of the Navi, the more the coloration, says the Rabbi Shualeid. Diskin, Moshe was Zerich, Aspaklai and the Ira. And therefore, Moshe knew the Nevuah completely. So now the question is, what role exactly does Bilam have? And since the Ramban writes a number of times, in Dabi writes the Perash al Torah, he calls Moshe Rabbeinu a Matik. He was like someone who transcribed the Torah that was dictated to him by Hashem Yisbarach. That's also Sugi Menachas, Sugi Barabasa, in the first parak, and also Menachas, where the Gemara discussed the last eight Sukkot. What exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu do? What was his role? But now the question is, Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, Hashem gave it to him, Ruach HaKodesh, Moshe knew of the Nevuah, and Moshe Rabbeinu had that Aspaklai Beira. But there's one exception. What exception is that? Parshas Bilam. That's what the Briskers have a Hanocha. The Moshe Rabbeinu there was only a Matik Ba'alma, Men Ayin Tov Tu Kuf. It was a scribe who was transcribing. Otherwise, in general, Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything by Aspaklai Beira. Because HaKodesh Baruch Hu had been so saying, whatever Kavanah Bilam had, he would have been Mahabich Lerachas V'Sholem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously reinterpreted, the Gemara discusses Sanhedrin, all the Nevuahs of Bilam were reinterpreted the Tov, and therefore, the Briskers say, that's why he's not called, we call it Moshe Kasav Sifro Parshas Bilam. Now the question is that what Rashi means. But Rashi said, Nevuahso M'Sholem of Bilam, Afa B'She'inan Tzorchei Moshe, now, this is not the interpretation of the brisket is found. Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the pre-tzadik, says it explicitly. He says it in Pashas Balak, he says it in Pashas Matos. I'm not so knowledgeable in those form. I'm still trying to work on Rashi and Fumish, but I did see it in the Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, and also this is known, I know the name of Rav Chaim Briska. I don't know the name of the pre-tzadik. I know the name of Rav Chaim Briska, and it's brought down Iksovim in his name as well. Kol HaTorah Kula is called Teras Moshe, even though you have other nevuos that were said to Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However, their nevuah that they received, let's say Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Noach, it did not become a Haloshim of Torah. Only as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu writing it down, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw everything, Maspaklaya Meira, then it becomes Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in effect, regarding Kol HaTorah Kula, is not a matik, it's not someone who transcribes, but rather, the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu confers upon it the Chalos Shem of Torah. Ayidei Nevuah Moshe, Chal Shem Torah, Al Avraham Eilu. This is what the Briskas say. I heard this from Rasul Avichik countless times. Moshe Enkein, the Nevuah Bilam, that his Nevuah, first of all, took place without Moshe Rabbeinu. And at best, Moshe Rabbeinu was a matik ba'alma, simply someone who transcribed the Nevuah of Bilam. And therefore, the Nevuah Bilam is markedly different. It's not called Sifro Shel Moshe, the way the Gemara has in Bava Basra. Moshe Rabbeinu did not confirm upon the Shem of Torah. It's called the Parsha Bilam. And Moshe is simply a Mati Balba. And that's exactly why. And the question is whether, is this embedded in the Lashon of Rashi? I don't know what you feel. Again, look at the language of Rashi again, where Rashi indicates that, just read his Lashon carefully. Nevuaso or Mishalom, that of Bilam, Avu Misha'enon Tzorchein Moshe B'Torahso. To say the Masa. It could be. It's possible. Also, Lechi was convinced, beyond convinced, that this is the Pshat and Basha. Let me just say one more thing. And that's basically Bashar and Nevi'im, that because other Nevi'im, their Nevuah was only Maspaklai, Shein, and Mira, not like Moshe Rabbeinu. And as a result, so what creates a Chalos Shein, a Chetzah Shel Torah, Dafka, if you have Maspaklai, and Mira? And that's only Moshe Rabbeinu. So he had to take all the other Nevuah of all the other Nevi'im and confirm upon it a Shem Torah, because these are Aspaklai and Mira, just from one before the other. And only Bilam, apparently, in some respects, after the Sifrei says, Lokom Nabi Yisrael Kamesha, Yisrael Lokom Musa Elu Ken Kam, he says, Bilam Ben Ba'ar, and that's essentially in this prat, namely, that the Shem Torah was Chal by the Nabi himself, that only exists vis-a-vis which Pasha? Bilam. Bilam had that Kayah. That's what the Sifrei is saying, according to the Briskas. That's how they understand. Let me just answer the kashas, and then you come back to Dr. Glass and Dr. Sassin. Namely, so the Chavetz Chaim's kasha is now answered. Because Sharek Kol HaTorah Kula Moshe Rabbeinu was not simply a matik. Moshe Rabbeinu himself saw Maspaklaya Meira, ponim upon him. And as a result of his Nevuah, that was with crystal clarity. So now, in effect, as a result of that, you need Hafsokas. Litin Revach Lizbenin and Pasha the Pasha, Beninian Linian, as Rashi says, you have to absorb them asthmatically. You only can do that if there's a kind of passage of time, an intermission of sorts, time for rumination, for some cerebral kind of machshava, Mashenka, Pasha's Bilam. Masha is only a Matik Ba'alma. So all the whatever kavanos, whatever studies there are embedded in the Pasha itself. A Bilam, you don't need Hafsokas, you don't need Revach Lizbenin the Pasha the Pasha. And that's why the entire Pasha is the Chodim after Machdidah. Let me just answer the second Kasha of the Beis Halevi, which was the original question. Namely, going from page one to page two over here, that how is it possible? What's the whole Din of Dvarim between Balak and Bilam? He made it very clear at the outset that even if you give me all the money in the world, it's not going to have any impact on me whatsoever. I'm only a shliach of Hashem Yisbarach. I can only carry out Hashem Adaber, what Hashem tells me also Adaber. So that was the din of dvarim between Bilam and Balak. Namely, that was the toast of Balak. Balak somehow mistakenly thought that Bilam sees the nevuah kishar nevi'im, the way the Rabbi Lizki writes over here. Kli mashim misrashim mikarechos nafsho. So he thought about mechabidim, and I ply with money and gold and silver, what have you. And we know that Bilam has a nefesh rechava. That's the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Aydra nefesh rechava, etc. So he'll be misrashim. He'll be impacted by it. Mevela, he'll be meshuchad. He'll be bribed. And he'll see the way he wants him to see, and everything will in effect be interpreted l'ra against Kal Yisrael. That was the assumption somehow of Balaam. But the fact that Balaam three times goes ahead and each time gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, so obviously the Roshim and his nephews is only the Tomas Yisrael, that's why he becomes extremely exasperated. And of course, as Balaam tells him, because in effect, and more or less, this is a tracy of the resolution of some of the issues that we mentioned at the outset. Okay.
So, I'm not sure that I understand the pillow, the sort of the answer. The Chaloshim Torah, and Moshe's Nebuah, wasn't only because he saw the spot, but the Moshe also had Nebuahs that were Barasha, and he only had them as spot by as well. And they didn't get a Chaloshim Torah, but there was not what Akash Baruch Hu gave them as a piece of the Torah, the Kedusha of the Torah, because that's what Akash Baruch Hu gave as the sacrificial Torah. And so.
I hear the Hara.
And also to make that claim. That Bill got a pass by and you require Bill to have the level of the Bull of Moshe Rabbeinu, yet his
it's clear that, as you indicate correctly, your premise is 1,000% correct. Some of this character, as Rashi, without the Pasha, tells us about his character that left a lot to be desired. Ubechalza, their argument is that regarding this specific aspect of Nebuah, that Bilam was equated to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's very nice. Look on page number 3 for a second. I actually wanted to find in print, and I found it. I was going to actually Xerox the Aviezu. The Aviezu of Rav Shach has a long shtickle Torah on this and his Sefer. The same, everyone just quotes the same sources. But take a look over here. I remember Vasa. See that? On page 3, the second citation. Moshe Kata Sifil, Sifil Bilam, Shabbat Murray Rebbe, Hagan Rabbi Sifdei. So he quoted the Brach. The Madikam of Sifil Bilam, Mishim Mishad, Dibi and the Vietnam of Amid Sokshe Nikhlo Batero, Omra Moshe, Vehela, the Madrigas, the Buas Moshe. The Rak of the Buas Moshe, Chala Chaloshim Tera. Shashar and the Vietnam, the Snap of Malas, the Buas Moshe. The Lachin Yefshe Shaidin, the Buas of the Bad Yid, the Chol Batero. The Bilam, Shiniba Bedargas and the Buak Moshe, Shemusa Elam Kam Kamoshe, Umanu Bilam. But you asked two very good questions. One is, how do you separate character from this? That's an excellent question. And the assumption somehow is that you can make some sort of separation. And the first question, I think, is even a better question. I hear that. And they don't respond, actually. I don't know the... I do know that that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah is called Misham Nebi, and that you see many, many times. Absolutely, when he said Shurim in the summer, and Perikot Sanhedrin, so there, I think I mentioned this once before, the Gemara, the Mishnah has in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah speaks about Lo Mishakova Shavu Oso, Chai Bismu De Shemayim, the Lo Mishakova Shavu Oso, where's the Kasha, how do you know if the Navi's culture is in the war? So Gemara calls the Pasuk in Amos. And our Salvation thought the Pasuk in Amos telling us the following. Pasuk says, Kilo Yasa Hashem Elokim Dabar, Ki Im Gala Sodu El Avadam HaNaviim. That if I have a Navi, and I have a contemporary of his, so Boleam will be apprised of the Nebuah of Navi A. Navi B will also be apprised of it. Pasuk says, Kilo Yasa Hashem Elokim Dabar, Ki Im Gala Sodu El Avadam HaNaviim Vashimab. That's what the Gemara says. So that's how I know that this Navi A, was Kavash Nebuasa, and didn't carry out the mission that he was delegated to carry out. And Chayim Yisrei Shemai. So Rasul Eshi thought that this is exactly the discussion, the dialogue between Miriam and Aaron at the end of Balasa. Batadabe Miriam and Aaron bim Moshe. That's a very striking Moshe. We shouldn't talk about it. Batadabe Miriam and Aaron bim Moshe. Alodos ha'isha kushis ha'shalotot ki'isha kushis lakot. Vayomru. There's a lot of grammatical difficulties over there. And then the Torah says that, okay, before we know it, Miriam has Saras, and then Hashem tells Shloshtachem, and that's when Hashem declares very clearly that the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah is sui generis, pel pe adab ebo, my rebel of Chidos is Manas Hashem Yabid, my Dura lo yresen, Lidaber bi Abdi bi Moshe. So what's going on there? So Rasul Eshi thought what's going on is exactly this discussion. Namely, Miriam and Aaron contended. They're also Nebiyim. How do we know that? Batikach Miriam haNebiyah Achay Saron. It's Atay Biyoda. Pasuk in Mishalach. Batetsi Galanoshem Achareya B'Sukim Chelus. Aram is also a Navi. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin. It's Tukin. And Yehareg, Mitzvah Hashem, Kayim, and Navi, Pasuk Zachariah. It's also a Pasuk in Chumash. Ve'ar Melechicha Yed Nevi'echa. So I'm going to turn that to mean a Meturgeman. He's going to be the one who will translate for Moshe Rabbeinu. But he's a Navi, both in the Nevi'ech. So the argument is, based on the Gemara, says in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirish Me'ishto, based on the Kabbalah Chaymer. And that's what the Rambam writes. It's actually the Rambam's quote over here on page number 4, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, after Har Sinai, everyone was told, Shuv lachem le'alecha v'yata par v'limodi. The Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu, could no longer have conjugal relations. Nidbaka daito l'tzu alamim. He's now attached. He's a Siamese twin, Lahavdil, of Hashem Yisbarach. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu became. He became mechubah to Hashem Yisbarach. So now, what was the issue? So the issue was they argued, Miriam and I were also the Miriam. Hello, Gabbana, the bear. So if that's the case, how come we're not aware of this Nebuah that Piresh Me'ishta, we should also be Piresh from our, each one from their spouse? And we did not aware of that. And we're in the Miriam. If that's a cloud, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Kiliyas Hashem, Lekim Dabo, Kim Dabo, Sodi, Lavan, Adiyah. So Hashem says, you are correct. But Medvam, this cloud is operative regarding all the Miriam with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe means in his madrega. You impinge, you infringe on the madrega, Moshe Rabbeinu. His madrega, the Vuhur, is a completely different madrega. That's the whole discussion back and forth. That's how Rasul Mishka understood the discussion at the end of Parshat Balis. By the way, the Briskers like to think that this is, you know, everything they say is Bar Koi. All Chidushim. This is Mefurish Rishayim. You have to learn Rishonim well. You look at the Ramban. He doesn't use the Briska Shprach. As Soloveitchi once said, there are more Chidushim in the Dibris Moshe and the Igris Moshe of Moshe Feinstein than anything that Brisk had to offer. There's only one Chilim. Brisk had the Shprach, and the Moshe didn't have the Shprach. And then I went one to Agoy Levin Feinstein. That's how I stole him every year. Asked him Stiris in the Igris Moshe. I would read the Igris Moshe carefully. And then I would Xerox the relevant series and then bring with all my Xerox copies to Rabbi Feinstein and told him that his father says himself here, there, here. He used to smile at me. He got a kick out of me. He used to smile at me. He knew the Holy Ghost measured by lot. So he told me, Rabbi David, at one point he got a little bit exasperated with me. He said, you have a problem. What's my problem? I got many problems. But one of the problems I have here, he said, you think that my father wrote like the way Rav Soloveitchik wrote the way the Chiddush Ramban writes, where Rav Soloveitchik would examine, he knew about it. Would examine every Mechamas Hashem, for we sit on the Mechamas Hashem of 2 lines for 6 hours till every Vav HaChibur was in place. Don't worry, Stephen. We got frustrated, exasperated. We were ready to jump, but we didn't do it. I covered for Rav Soloveitchik. But that's what he did. So he said, you think my father writes like that? He said, that's how my father writes? My father writes in a very free time style. It's not the Ramban writing. So you want to make this diukim. And then he right away answered all my kashas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I asked him tens of kashas over the years. Every single year I went there. He got to know me already. And he was miyashi every kashi. He didn't have to look at the same. He knew the Holy Dismation, by the way. It's also a genius. Shane Kamal. So that's how Rasul Echi thought. This is the discussion between Miriam and Aram. And the Pella is, and this is not a Pella. So we asked Rasul Echi, what's the Raya? He would find this Rambam. The risk is not this Rambam. On page number 4, the Rambam Tumas Taras, talking about Lashon Hara and what have you. So what does everyone think? What was the chet of Miriam Va'aron? Pasha, the chet is Lashon Hara. Isn't that what everyone thinks? Zechores HaShe'os LaHashem Elokecha LeMiriam Adam, the Tetz Tamim Mitzvoyim. Comes the Rambam in the underlying section, upper part of page 4. Rambam says, no, that was not the chet. You know what the chet was? First, he tells us that she would speak against her brother. She was older than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gidlasa al Birkel. She raised Moshe Rabbeinu. She was the nanny. Is that the proper terminology? The nanny of Moshe Rabbeinu. She put herself in Sakona to save him. Those 5 words. For Shalama. That was the Tos.
That doesn't mean that's based on
the
Yisod that all the Nevi'im.
Oh, that's what I asked. So this is also the aside of Abu Chala Basaman. On page number 3, you look in Abu Chala Basaman, in Kurdish Mamoran, I took from the new edition, So I bought it for me. I had an old edition of the Tevis Ma'amorim. I don't use it that much. Maybe I should, but I don't have time. I'm trying to learn Chumash Rashi. So here, the Rav Chana Vassim, and Kosis Vamam Tumas Tavas. And Timan says, the same Yisod. He writes over here, the Ram has, you know, the Ram has two Ikrim. He has Ikrim number one, Shalkel, I know I have to, a minute or two left, I know I got it. Shalkel, Manabes, Manei Adam, because Baruch Hu communicates with human beings. And the second Ikrim of the Ram is that the Ruach of Moshe Rabbeinu is unique. It says, Rav Chana Vassim, that the Ram has two separate Ikrim. Why? Says that where do we see this ikrim? Where do we see that the Ruach Moshe Rabbeinu was very generous? Lo chein abdi Moshe b'chol beis ne'emanu. That's where was this chadish, this new ikrim of Nebuah, the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu is choluk l'mad m'sham nebiim pel per. And that's what the Rambam writes. And you say that Torah is also on page number four. You can read it actually in Perek Zayin. The Rambam goes through many, many distinctions between Moshe Rabbeinu and Shar nebiim. Moshe Rabbeinu, as he writes, nikshur daibul tzu alamin. Lo nispalig me'ol ha'ahoyim de'olam, karen or panam, niskadish ke'malochim, pirish me'na'isha. Take a look at the Meshachach from the beginning of Pasha Shmais. He also has a very, very beautiful essay on this topic as well. So, in effect, this Yisod is already a Yisod that's found in a number of Gdoli HaRishonim, Gdoli HaAchronim. So the clear distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam, and Bilam only in this one aspect, that's what the Briskers argue, is he apparently equated with Moshe Rabbeinu. I wanted to add one last thing, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want to go past the allotted time. There's a lot more to discuss on this topic, but I believe this is Sod. It's a very famous Sod. But if you look carefully in the Ramban, in a number of places, if you learn Ramban al Altera, Lafi Aseda, you'll find this is Sod. I xeroxed a number of Rambans here on page number four, and the earlier Ramban on page number three. I believe that this is Sod is found before Shem Ramban came out of the Yeah.
What's the difference between Bilam's Nebuah